Well, hey there, and welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher, and you're the person we wait for. That's right. This is your show. You fill up the phone lines, and guess what we're talking about today? Oh, it's no surprise. Your summer plans. We always are curious on what the Take Two family is doing for the summer. Do you have some plans? Are you going on a pilgrimage? Are you going to the Holy Doors during this Jubilee Year of Hope? Are you visiting family, friends? Are you taking some time off? Are you writing a book, reading a book? We want to hear all the details, not because we're nosy, but because we care. And it's so easy. We have our show team standing by doing a great job. Rich is on the phones. Michael's at the controls. Pedro's on social media. Jerry and I are waving to you guys. You probably are going to drop your summer plans in the chats, but you can call us, right, Jer? 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. Jerry, how is it going on your summer assignment?
Well, my assignment is winding down. Got about a couple of weeks left here at the Institute for Priestly Formation. It's a wonderful spirituality program on the campus of Creighton University. We are learning a lot. We're learning spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius, his rules for discernment. We're reading learning how to do a lot of Lectio Divina, which is a spiritual reading and journaling. And it's just really been life-changing for me. And I'm looking forward to, when the program ends, I will be back at my home parish, the Basilica of St. Paul in Daytona Beach, here in just a few weeks.
Nice. Very nice. Is the weather nice there in Nebraska?
It's actually been really hot lately.
Oh,
been quite
wow.
quite warm. We had some triple digit temperatures last couple of days, but before that. But it's generally been pretty nice. Yeah, Omaha's treated us very well.
Good. Okay, ask me what I'm doing for the summer.
Debbie, what are you doing for the summer?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Thank you.
Good.
I'd love
me
to
too.
Share. Okay, so super excited. I take Marty away for his birthday every year to see the fireworks because, these July babies, you're one of them, think that the fireworks are for them. So every year I try to take him away for his birthday to see fireworks. So we're going to do that. And then, Jerry, we're all going to be together at the 25th anniversary for Guadalupe Radio Network in July 19th in Plano, Texas, with 2,000 of our closest friends.
Looking very forward to that. It's going to be a wonderful affair. It always is when the Catholic Radio family gathers and celebrates, first of all, our loving, beautiful, very generous God and the gift of Catholic Radio. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And I have to tell you, too, this is kind of an interesting. One of the dining room staff, your dining hall staff, is so wonderful and nice and friendly and generous and helpful. Mm-hmm. And one of the ladies serving food the other day, she goes, "Oh, I'm excited. My birthday's coming up. It's July 3rd.
Oh. That's Marty's birthday. Wow.
I remember right away. Yeah. I told her it was Marty's birthday, and I said, "Hey, mine's on the 1st, So we had a deeper connection established over that. So
that's so cool. That's so cool. Yeah, your birthday's right around the corner. This is exciting times. So, okay, so we, Take Two family, we shared our summer plans. Now we want to hear from you. Tell us your plans, and are you going to weave in something spiritual so you can deepen your faith life, really go deeper with God? We want to hear the details. Now, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. Maybe you just tripped onto the station, turned on this show, and you're like, "What is going on? Or are they live? Are they recorded?" No, we're live. We're taking your calls right now. So pull over safely to the side of the road, make your call, because you're part of the Take Two family, whether you know it or not. And we'd love to welcome you. And here is the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Call us and tell us your summer plans.
Yeah, Debbie made a few suggestions earlier, one of those being it's the Jubilee Year of Hope, and maybe you have plans. Maybe you have plans to go to Rome and go through the Holy Doors at St. Peter's, or maybe in your diocese, one of the churches that's been assigned or designated as a pilgrimage church for the Year of Hope, the Jubilee Year of Hope, because there are indulgences attached to those. So maybe you are looking forward to obtaining an indulgence, maybe for yourself, or praying that the Lord would apply it to someone else, living or deceased. So you can share those plans with us as well. Maybe you've got a beach home that you go to. Maybe you're a snowbird. Maybe you have just returned from a southern climate to your full-time or mostly full-time home in a northern climate. Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's interesting. Maybe you don't have any plans at all and you want some suggestions. Jerry and I are filled with suggestions, so call us. Maybe you're on a summer vacation right now and you guys are listening to Take Two. Call in and tell us where we're going. We like to travel with you. We love that. It's very inexpensive for us, and we love to live vicariously through the Take Two family. Right, Jerry? We've gone all over the world virtually. So we'd like to do that today. Maybe you are, in right outside of a church right now or a wonderful chapel, and you're saying, well, this is what I want to do all summer long. Tell us that. Tell us why, because you will be helping other souls today. So you get the picture. Don't sit this out. Don't think somebody else is going to share your story. Your story is unique. It's personal to you. It's very important to us. So call in now. Everybody fill the phone lines. Ready? Go. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
I was talking with someone not too long ago who said that they're going to be having a family reunion this summer. And I said, oh, really? How many? About how many people will be there? And they said, oh, about 80. Ooh. And I thought, wow, that is that's a family, you know, that really has probably done this regularly over the years. And they have just really made a point of getting their family and extended family together on a regular basis. So perhaps Take Two family. Maybe you have a family reunion that you're going to be going to, maybe a high school or college reunion, a cruise perhaps somewhere. Maybe you're going to take a cruise somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to do a staycation. Are you going to stay home and maybe do some renovating on the house, just some spring / summer cleaning? Let us know what you're going to be doing. And, you know, as we always say on the show, you'll be impacting others. And in this case, by providing them with suggestions, because let's face it, there may be some people who are scratching their head right now, Debbie, saying, gee, I don't really know what I'm going to do this summer.
Exactly.
So they could get some ideas from what you share on the program. So it's your show, Take Two Family. Here you go. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
This is where my mind goes as you were talking about that reunion with 80 people attending. Like, we could sneak in and no one would know we're there.
Right.
Think about it. We could crash.
That's where it's going to be. Yeah.
Yeah. We could have crashed the reunion, Jerry. You missed opportunity there. All right.
Yeah, you could say I'm married to her and she's married to him and your kids over there. I knew from. Anyway.
Too funny. Okay, we want to hear your summer plans. Please call us.
Well, many of you are set in the queue to share your summer plans, but we still have a couple of open phone lines, and Rich will take your call right away at 833-288-EWTN. I want to hear your summer plans because it might give me some ideas. 833-288-3986. We will get right to your calls momentarily, but I have to tell you about something that is really, I love this product, this new product in the EWTN Religious Catalog. It's Hugs from Heaven Saints Prayer Pillows. These are 12-inch pillows, and people, of course, we find comfort in our faith and joy in the Christian religion. So the company Hugs from Heaven have created a line of plushy dolls to help children and adults practice their faith, pray, and hug what they hold dear. They're suggested for both happy celebrations and maybe even moments of grief. You can select from pillows of Jesus, Mary, St. Joseph, St. Francis, St. Pope John Paul II, or Our Lady of Cabejo. These huggable plush dolls, it's ideal to recognize birthdays, a baby shower gift, death or illness in a family, as a get-well-soon gift, or even moving to a new home. They're, like I said, they're about 12 inches. Jesus and Mary are also available in 21-inch sizes, and this is now at EWTNRC.com, where you get free standard shipping. For online orders, $75 or more in the continental U.S., just use code FREE at checkout.
Boy, you got me thinking that. They would make great gifts, you know, fabulous gifts. Excuse me, I'm going to sneeze. Okay, so there's terrible allergies here in Arizona, terrible. And every once in a while, everybody sends me all these herbal, you know, remedies. And so I started drinking this tea, and it's working, but it's not working fast enough. So bad allergies. How are you? Do you have allergies in Nebraska? Is there any allergies there?
Well, I don't know. I don't typically suffer from allergies too much.
Oh,
so I couldn't. I've heard a number of the other seminarians, you know, in church during prayer times, a lot of guys are sneezing a bit. Mm-hmm. So I think mm-hmm. that's probably what it is. I doubt that it's colds. It's probably more allergy related. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's allergies. My throat is all scratched. You know, it hurts to talk. It, you know, and your head hurts and then, you know, watery eyes. It's allergies. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about it. So we'll all pray for each other, right? But here's what we really want is for you to call in 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986 is the number to get us. And up first, leading the summer plans discussion is Joanne in Dunkirk, New York, on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Hi, Joanne.
Hello.
Hello. Go right ahead.
Go ahead, Joanne. Are you with us? Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Let us know, what are your summer plans?
Okay. You had said something about different reunions. Both come from two very large Italian families. And in fact, the first of our reunions is this coming weekend with my mom's family. And we usually have about 30 to 40 people there, coming from mostly local, but we have relatives in the state of Washington and Iowa and Ohio, and, you know, some of them come in to visit family for the reunion. And then later in July, my dad's family comes together, and that's usually a bigger crowd. We usually have 100 or maybe we've had as many as 130 people come to that one. And then I belong to a class, and we're going to be celebrating our 75th birthday in April, in August. We decided it was kind of fun to do that, especially monumental years. So in the middle of August, we're going to be celebrating our 75th birthday, regardless of when our actual birthdays are. So those are the kind of things we've got planned for the summer.
That sounds like a whole lot of fun, Joanne. I have to ask you about the reunions. You see people wearing, you know, T-shirts and so forth that say, you know, such and such family reunion where it was held and so forth. Do you do T-shirts or anything like that to kind of commemorate this?
Sometimes it depends. We have for my dad's family, various years we've done it. We've had like 100. One year we had a T-shirt for when our family came to the U.S. My dad was came here from Sicily, and when he was about 2 years old, and so when the anniversary of his birth year or that time, we did a birthday party and that kind of stuff. So we have done it with that family, and then every once in a while we'll do buttons or something from on the other side.
Nice.
Well, Joanne, yeah. I can totally relate to the Sicilian connection because I'm 100% Sicilian. But Joanne, here's a question for you: Are the reunions loud and a lot of food and a lot of fun and maybe even a little fighting?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I love that. I will fit in. I will fit in perfectly, Joanne. You'll just see me sitting in the back. Okay.
Okay. I'll make sure there's a spot, okay?
Okay.
All right, it was fun.
Thank you, Joanne. God bless you. That's so beautiful.
Yeah, hey, Deb, mentioned, you know, the Italian element to all of it. Your family, you're 100% Sicilian, like you just mm-hmm. said. Mm-hmm. Do you guys like to have, you know, reunions or kind of keep, you know, family close ties together between, you know, family and extended family?
Yes. So when we lived in New Jersey, okay, and we grew up in New Jersey, yes, but it was a regular occurrence on the weekends. We had a backyard that was an acre, and my family used to barbecue, and everybody came, both sides of the family, my mom's side, my dad's side, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins. Everybody came, and we played volleyball and baseball, and we had so much fun, and we barbecued, and it was just laughter, lots of fun, some fighting. Yeah, some fighting.
I won't ask what that fighting looked like, but... Anyway,
it's just, you know, the typical yelling at each other and then you hug goodbye. That type of
okay.
thing.
Thanks again, Joanne. Appreciate you getting us started here. We're going to get to Angie, but I want to remind you of the phone number here. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. You are the key person every day of this broadcast because it's your show, the Take Two family. And today, we're all kind of sharing what we hope to do, plan to do, dream about doing this summer, what your summer plans are. If you've got something excited, call to share it. If you've got something maybe a little bit routine, call to share that. Maybe you've got something boring planned and you want to share that. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
So I got to tell you something real funny that's happened. You jogged my memory. You know, my family's all into golf, right? We had a par three in our backyard. And my brothers were 2 years apart. My brothers, and they're very close, but very different. My brother, Michael, and my brother, William. And they were very different. And so they would fight, like boys would fight. And they would, and so they would go after each other and start chasing each other around the backyard. And my sister was chasing him with a golf club to stop it. I said, what are you doing? I said, what were you going to do? Hit him in the head? So yeah, that's the kind of strange family I grew up in, but it's all fun. It's all and nobody was hurt. It was all good. Mm-hmm. Nobody went to the hospital.
Siblings do that, and then you know, within 15 minutes, they're doing the same activity and loving each other's company. I guess.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Did you wrestle and do that with your brothers?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, four
okay.
of us boys. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a boy thing, I guess. Okay, Angie's up next, and Angie's in Fargo, North Dakota, on our friends at Real Presence Radio. Hi, Angie. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, go right ahead.
How are you doing? Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Angie?
I'm good.
Good. What's up? What's on the schedule for you and yours during the summertime?
Well, like I told the call screener, we actually have already been there, but we went to Puerto Rico earlier this year and visited the Holy Doors, the second oldest church in all of the Americas in Puerto Rico.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought you might like to know about that because it's
sure.
Old San Juan is kind of a we did a bit of a pilgrimage. It's a bit of a little Italy.
Mhm. Mhm. Wow.
And it's you know, it's America, so you don't need a passport to go there, and it's fairly safe, and you can find places by the ocean, so it kind of ticked off a few boxes for us you know, a place to go.
Was this the first time you've been there, Angie?
Yeah, it was.
It was.
Yeah,
okay.
We just kind of started trying to do a little bit more travel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right.
And regarding family reunions, we're working on planning a family reunion for next summer.
Nice.
But we need space for at least 130.
Oh, wow.
For my mom's family.
Mm. Wow. That's
so
really cool.
I think her total family is closer to 150 now.
Nice.
So we're trying to find a place that's big enough.
I was just thinking, Angie, you could use your backyard and rent the neighbor's backyards on either side of you and you know, take the right. fence down just for the family reunion and put it back up again. But that would be a lot of work.
Well, we have a big backyard. The thing is, a place for everybody to stay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
You know, that's true. Yeah.
Sure.
So we're looking at some of the retreat centers for a family reunion.
Nice. So. Very nice. So back to Puerto Rico, I need to tell you, since we're talking about family, I'll tell you another funny, interesting, well, it's in my family that's interesting, probably not to anyone else, but Puerto Rico. My mother and my father went on a convention to Puerto Rico many years ago. Many, many years ago. And she came home to New Jersey and said, okay, kids, we're all moving to Puerto Rico. She absolutely loved it. So did you have the same feeling?
We definitely are interested in going back. Yeah, it was, you know, we had a little place real close to the ocean and I could sit by the ocean for hours and hours and hours.
It's just,
it was less expensive to find a place close to the ocean than like Florida.
Right, right. Yeah, that's what my mom, yeah, that's so cool. Well, God bless you. Thank you for sharing that with us. And see, that's what we love, you know, when you visited the Holy Doors, and that's what we really are trying to zero in on how folks are bringing in their faith when they go and visit places. And you did exactly that. And so it sounded like you had a rich history and a wonderful experience. Angie, you're awesome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you. Did you see this alert that just came in from Lisa Marie, our dear friend from the Jersey Shore? You want to share?
Lisa Marie is a YouTube watcher of the program. She says, blessings from the Jersey Shore. Dear Debbie, Jerry, and Take Two family, viewers and staffers, my son and daughter-in-law are in the delivery room right now, breech specialist, ready for a natural, I presume it ends there, but natural childbirth. Is that?
Specialist ready for a natural? Yeah, so it must be trying to, I guess, turn the baby around and bring the baby out naturally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what it sounds like. If we got that wrong, Lisa Marie, any which way you look at it, though, Lisa Marie, we got you covered in prayer. We're praying. Let us know. Send pictures. We love newborn baby pictures. Okay, Pedro just cracks me up. Pedro is on social media. And Pedro wants to go with Angie to Puerto Rico. So, Angie, you're going to have to get a plane, like charter a plane. We're all going to Puerto Rico together.
There you go.
So that's so cool.
Pedro also let us... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead. You were going to share what Pedro said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he also shared with us that Timoteo is watching on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, my summer will be reading, getting new books, going to medical appointments, and that's about it. Well, that's a lot.
It is a lot. And Timoteo, we're praying for you too, and that all the medical procedures and appointments go well. And you're wonderful on those chats. Timoteo's, helping to monitor all the chats and getting everybody's comments to us. And it's just amazing. But the Take Two family, you know, you guys, when you're planning your summer getaways, when you are sitting down with your family, when you're trying to think out, you know, what's ahead for yourself, are you bringing in your faith? Do you bring that into the plans when you're sitting around the table going, where should we go? Let's look at pictures. Let's look it up online. Are you bringing in, you know, let's go through the Holy Doors. Let's go to these sacred spots. Let's check out if there's a retreat center and all these things. Visiting people that are there that are maybe active in the church. You know, it's so wonderful when we used to travel for pledge drives, Jerry, pre-COVID. I loved going to different parishes that I knew some of the priests and just meeting them for lunch, you know, because I, you know, you don't get to see them in person anymore, you know. And so when you would go to a certain area, you could say, hey, Father, are you going to be around? I'd love to see you. It's so nice to reconnect with people in the Catholic world. What do you say?
Well, I agree completely. And, you know, there are so many places that we can go and things that we can do. Yeah, obviously the Holy Doors, but maybe, you know, other people, like one of the seminarians here who actually just cut my hair the other day. This is how seminarians save money, is you cut each other's hair and things like that. But he said he's with the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston, and they're taking a pilgrimage to the cathedral, actually to the city of St. Augustine, Florida. And that is where the church, the cathedral there, it's the oldest Catholic parish in the continental U.S., founded in 1565. And I have been there, and I encourage any of the Take Two family, you who are listening right now, St. Augustine, Florida. It's in northern Florida, on the on the Atlantic coast, just a little bit south, a little bit south of Jacksonville, I think. But
interesting.
It'd be a great place for people to go.
I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm really not. But when you made the comment that somebody cut your hair, I mean, no. I mean, I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything. But is there hair? Yeah, is there hair?
I know where you're going with that.
I mean, don't you just use a razor? I mean, you don't have any hair in your head.
I can grow a head of hair. Watch. I'm going to prove it right now. See, I'm.
Oh yeah, you do have
those
hair.
Those of you watching online, you see, there's hair there. Actually.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. You should grow out your hair.
I did when I was in the hospital in January.
Did you
really?
Long. Yeah. Wow. We're learning something new about Mr. Usher. Okay, now we want to hear your summer plans. 833-288-3986. We'll be right back.
All right, well, Now that I have proved to the viewing world that I actually have hair on my head, we can get back to talking about summer plans.
Well, actually, we should probably do this. We did this a couple years ago, okay? On Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, why don't you post that picture of you when you were a DJ so everybody can understand why we joke around about you not having hair right now? It's okay. Really, it's really sweet. Send it to Michael. Michael will post it on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, and everybody can see that Jerry had a full head of hair when he was a DJ.
I call it my Farrah Fawcett look because because it kind of curled out on the sides. You remember Farrah Fawcett?
That was the style back then. What year was that? Do you remember?
Oh, that would have been about 1980, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
82.
How long have you been in radio?
On May 18th, it was 45 years.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay, we're going to get back to your summer plans. We're having fun here on Take Two. We got phone lines lighting up. That's great. Tell us your plans at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And we're going to get to Kathy in Fargo, North Dakota, on, our friends, Real Presence Radio. Hi, Kathy.
Hello. Hello. We have a couple of things coming up. First of all, in July, we have 3 babies to be born.
Wow.
My niece is expecting identical twin boys. And another niece is expecting just one baby. So we've got babies coming. And then in August, we are going to Bell Lake, and thinking back to your show last week about the most beautiful places, and Fargo is a border city for Minnesota. We go to the lake in Minnesota for a week, and then whenever somebody says, we're going to the lake, the next question has to be, what lake do you go to?
Yeah, right.
So we're going to an area near Brainerd, Minnesota. So babies coming and then a week at the lake. Those are our summer plans.
Wow. I'm just looking.
Lots ahead, to celebrate. Yeah, lots to celebrate. Lots of blessings headed your way for your beautiful family. I think it's wonderful. 3 babies. I just love that. That's a Trinity number. I love that. It's got to be so exciting. I bet there's a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement, a lot of. You know what I love about when babies come into the world. This idea that everyone who hasn't had baby clothes around, we all go shopping for baby clothes because it's just so sweet. I sometimes just walk down those aisles and it brings back such beautiful memories. Kathy, is everybody getting so excited?
Oh, yes. You know, lots of prayers for healthy moms and healthy babies. Mm-hmm. But my other little toddler and preschool nieces and nephews are each wanting one of those babies for themselves.
So sweet.
That's sweet, yeah.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. What were you looking up, the lake? I think Jerry was looking up the lake.
Well, you probably knew this, Kathy. I didn't, so I looked it up online. According to the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, there are actually 11,842 lakes that are 10 acres or larger in size. So when you call it the land of 10,000 lakes, it is actually more than that. But Kathy, like I said, you probably knew that, right?
Yeah.
I imagine so.
We always look forward to that. And if you're looking on the map, there's near Brainerd, there's a chain of lakes, Whitefish chain of lakes. And there's like a chain of, well, 2 huge ones and then some smaller ones.
Nice.
And the place we go to is on one of those smaller lakes. On that big chain of lakes.
Mm. Can you go swimming in those lakes, Kathy, or just fishing or boating?
Oh, absolutely swimming.
I love lakes like that.
Swimming,
yeah.
And kayaking, you know, the little paddle boats and the
nice
swimming out to the raft and jumping off the rope.
Yeah, yep. yeah, yeah. Oh, nice. Oh, that sounds heavenly. Wow, Kathy, you're in a blessed part of the world.
We really, really are. So yes. It's not, when you say the lake, then you have to ask, what lake? Because there are so many.
Well, yeah, many lifetimes wouldn't be enough to visit them all. There's a priest here at this summer program where I am, Kathy and Debbie, and one of his goals in life is to visit all of the Major League Baseball parks. Well, that would be, you know, what, something in the 30s. Obviously, you couldn't visit all the lakes in Minnesota in a single lifetime, but you have, like you said, you have such a great gift that they're all within close proximity there. You don't have to go to just one every time. You can go to different ones. So, you know, one of my goals and one of my bucket list items, if I can manage this, is to have a lake cabin somewhere, at least one that I can share with somebody to get away to. So
would be great. Well, Kathy, you're awesome. Thank you so much for gracing this conversation today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you both. Have a wonderful summer yourselves.
God bless you.
Bye, Kathy.
Hey, you know what? Before we get back to the phones, and we're going to get to Maria and Andrea, and we have a line open there, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Don't be bashful. Share with the world your summer plans. You could spark some ideas in the minds of other people. There is a state that has more lakes than Minnesota, though, Debbie. Do you know which state that is? No, I'm going to make you guess.
Well, it's certainly not Arizona.
No, and I'll give you a hint, and this will give it away. It's not in the continental United States. I mean, the contiguous.
It's not
the
connected.
Contiguous.
I got it. Yeah. Yes, I got it. Great word. Okay, I have no idea what has the most lakes, and it's
Alaska.
Not... Oh, that... duh, yeah. Wow. And Alaska's so beautiful. And it has the most lakes ever?
Well, yeah, according to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and the U.S. Geological Survey, Alaska has over 3 million lakes. But it says here... they have 3,197 that are 20 acres or larger, and the rest range in size from tiny ponds to vast wilderness lakes.
Right,
so maybe
they're
fudging a little on what they're calling a lake there, but
Got it. So it's a lot of water is what you're telling me.
A lot of cold water.
I was going to say lots of things to freeze, lots of ice cubes. Okay, got it. Maria is up. By the way, I love Alaska and I love the trees. There's the most beautiful trees I've ever seen in my life is in Alaska. Okay, Maria in the great state of Iowa is up next on EWTN.com. Hi, Maria. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hi, good morning. It's my first time calling into the show.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I was listening yesterday, and so I want to make sure that the young mother who lost her son knows that I pray for her every day. Aww. I pray for kids that have anybody that's committed suicide. And so after listening to, I believe, Show in the Spirit World, we all know that those that have committed suicide need a lot of prayers and their families. And so every day in my rosary, I offer up my rosary and part of my rosary. So
God bless
I want that mother to know that many prayers are coming for her.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're a beautiful soul. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So our summer plans are every summer we take a beautiful trip and go camping in our lovely camper up to Door County, Wisconsin. But one of those days, we always go back to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Champions, which is the only site in the United States that has an approved apparition of Our Blessed Mother. And this year, July 19th, they are having a Jubilee Mass. And so we are going to camp in Door County and then go to Our Lady of the Shrine with another Catholic couple that we're going to be camping with. And then we're going to the shrine in Our Lady of Champions.
Beautiful.
So summer plans.
And those are fantastic summer plans. Would you do me a tiny little favor, Maria, if you can remember? When you go downstairs into the grotto where Our Lady appeared, would you, since you pray for the Take-Two family, would you just bring the Take-Two family intentions? The last time I was there, I brought the prayer books and I put them right at the the rail there that they have, the kneelers where you can kneel. And I'll tell you, Maria, when I walked down to that grotto, you could feel that Our Lady was present there. It was so obvious to me. And it wasn't like I was looking for this special feeling. It was just there. Do you feel it?
Absolutely. our daughters come back to our family after being gone for 2 years. Our Lady answers our prayers.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Every day.
That is so beautiful. That,
yes, and my husband is not Catholic. We've been married for 38 years. He's come to Mass with us, almost 30 of them. And so I'm going to ask prayers for him to see the graces that our Lord wants to give to him in the Holy Communion by making his first communion. So prayers for my husband, Todd, so that he will honor what our Lord wants in his life for him.
Right. You got it.
Wow. I will take the prayers to Our Lady.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, well, this experience you had with our daughter, Mary didn't waste a lot of time, a couple of years. Some parents wait much longer than that, Maria, as you know. So you can go to Our Lady, and I'm sure this has greatly increased your level of confidence and trust in her, I would guess. Is that fair to say, Maria?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Sure. I have a statue of our Blessed Mother in every room in my house. I have an aunt who has 13 children. And her house is pretty much a shrine to our Blessed Mother. Mm-hmm. But she is everywhere in my house, on me and in my house. So.
Wow. Amazing. Yep. Amazing. Well, Maria, you're living up to your name and your so from your when you go to Our Lady of Champion, you know, it's one Maria coming back to another Maria, which is so beautiful. You know, you have to imagine that Our Lady smiles and is pleased when families have named their children Maria or Mary or some, you know, version of the Blessed Mother. It's absolutely, I think, such a tribute to her. So you're very blessed to carry the name.
I am. And my mother was Mary. So.
Oh, wow. That is, oh, wow. That is, there you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Absolutely.
There's
thank
the connection.
You. Have a beautiful day and have a beautiful summer.
Thank you. Call us again, Maria. Okay? Okay.
I will. Yeah. I will.
All right.
Thank
all
you.
Right. God bless.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so we want to turn our attention to tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, EWTN Radio and TV, the world over. Interesting topics happening with Raymond DeRoyo and the world over. Harmeet Dhillon, Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights at the U.S. Department of Justice, talks about the lawsuit filed against the state of Washington seeking to protect the seal of the Catholic confessional. This is a very, very important topic we have to be aware of, folks, so please tune in tonight. Robert Royal, Editor-in-Chief of the Catholic Thing, .org, and Father Gerald Murray, Priest of the Archdiocese of New York, discusses Pope Leo XIV's recent pronouncements and appointments and the latest church news. And Dr. Waleed Faris, foreign policy expert, updates us on the current state of the Israel-Iran conflict, and get the news from, and then you can also get the news from the world over in your email inbox. So there's two things you got to tune in tonight and get the news in your email inbox. You visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe. You know, Jerry, I'm making notes as I'm reading this for our listeners, but this is a very important broadcast that everybody should tune into. And I'll tell you why. There's a lot of things floating around social media that are very, very inaccurate. It's a false perception of what's happening. And we know we're going to get the truth from the world over and the guests that are there.
No question about that. And like you said, it is a vital issue that we need to be on top of. I remember when I was many years ago living in the state of Oregon, and the state of Oregon, the jail or prison, whatever, actually audio taped a confession that an inmate made to a priest, and they were wanting to release that. And of course, the church came against that vigorously, and actually the church won, thanks be to God. But now in the state of Washington, under, you know, with certain sins like abuse of minors and so forth, they're demanding that the priest has to reveal that. And you know, the seal of the sacrament of confession is so sacred and inviolable. So it's something we need to be keeping our eyes on.
Yeah. And the Israel Iran conflict too. It's so I think it's so key that moment to moment, day to day, we really got to stay up with the news. I think at this point it's important, especially when things could affect us here in the U.S. Right. And I just, and not to be in fear, but just to be aware. so we can we know what to pray for. Yeah. Andrea is up next, Spring Grove, Illinois, listening on WSFI Catholic Radio. Andrea, you've been waiting so patiently. You get our Patience Award today. Welcome to the program.
Well, hello there. I'm another first-time caller.
Yay!
Oh, great.
Thank you.
But the subject matter, I just had to call because you're looking for good things for families to do over the summer that are faith-filled. And we go every year to Catholic Family Land. It is in Bloomingdale, Ohio. Mm-hmm. It's put on by the Apostolate for Family Consecration. And it's they have 7 Holy Family Fests, so 7 different weeks during the summer that you could attend. They have wonderful speakers, and there's daily mass every day. There's formation for all the different age levels and the adults. There's a lot of fun in the afternoons for softball tournaments, volleyball tournaments, chess tournaments. They have art lessons and lots to do. Everything stops at 3 o'clock for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Mm-hmm. Everyone jumps out of the pool, prays the chaplet together, the whole ground. And there's rosary every evening. It's just a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. There's cabins, or you could bring a motor home, or you could camp out.
Well, real quickly, Andrea, Catholic Family Land, we've actually highlighted them a few times on Take Two. One of our dear coaches for our outreach ministry, Stan Tall, Patricia, she loves Catholic Family Land, and she has brought it up on the show many times. And so we've heard all of the great events and the beautiful spiritual things that are happening there, and how folks walk away from their time there just looking forward to going back the next year. And so it's really quite a wonderful gathering of Catholics, and I think that they're doing fine work based on what we've heard throughout the years from people that have attended, or people that have really tried to work there or be part of the apostolate there. So yeah, they're doing great work. We probably should have them on the show, Jerry, and maybe they could talk more about it. What do you think, Andrea?
Oh, I could talk to them about it when we go in July.
Yeah, ask them about it. You know, it's really interesting because, see, when you highlight things like this, people are going, wow, I didn't even know this existed in Ohio, right?
Oh, my gosh. I've talked to people that live within 2 hours of the place that didn't know it existed.
Right, right.
So, yeah, there's a lot of people that have never heard of it, but we've been enjoying it for, 19 years in a row.
Oh, nice. Wonderful. Nice. Wow. Well, tell the fine folks there that, they've got some fans here on Take Two because people have brought it up over the years. So they're doing great work.
Absolutely. It's a fun place.
Cool.
I bet it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thanks, Andrea.
Oh,
call
you're
us.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
You too. Call
you
us
too.
Again.
God
yeah.
Bless.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually, when I was doing my undergraduate degree at Franciscan University of Steubenville, I was there with some of the Conacher children. Jerry and Gwen Conacher were the founders of the Apostolate for Family Consecration, which started Catholic Family Land. They are both with the Lord now, so we can keep them in our prayers. But yeah, I was blessed to be there with some of they had 8 children, and some of their children, I think they all might have gone through Franciscan University, I'm not sure, but great family. You could just tell, the love they had, the passion for the faith and for the Lord, and bringing that to other people to establish a wonderful place like this. Maybe we need to make a pilgrimage there.
I was just thinking the same thing. You and I think so much alike. Yeah, it's so cool. We should really do that. That would be a lot of fun. Okay, let's go to the great state of Texas, Jerry, where Catherine is listening on Guadalupe Radio Network in Houston. Hi, Catherine. Welcome.
Thank you. And this is the same Catherine who got to meet you when you came, Debbie, for our summer speaker series.
Yes, I thought so. Hi, Catherine. Thank you so much. Yes.
Yes. Well, I just wanted to share that my son attended something called the Collegium at the Catholic Newman Center next to the University of Pennsylvania and Drexel University. And that was 3-day workshop. So that took us to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And I had never been to Philadelphia, and his younger brother got to go. And we did not get to see the Liberty Bell because the line was so long, but we did get to go to the Basilica. in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. which was just gorgeous, and discovered mm-hmm. that St. Catherine Drexel was there. Where you can go, where she's entombed. But everywhere we went Catholic. So we had a little family wedding in New York, a big family wedding in New York. So I got to go experience St. Patrick's Cathedral for the first time.
Oh, but beautiful.
I love this topic. I love all the people calling in. I love all the Catholic, everything, this treasures of our faith and our architecture and our events and our people all over. So it is neat to just say, what can I do in this local space where I'm visiting and go learn or experience or even just pop in for adoration or confession or something somewhere new at a little humble parish somewhere new.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we use the slogan all the time on this show for the EWTN Religious Catalog, you know, buy Catholic, and now we're talking about vacationing Catholic. Catherine, you're really shining a bright light on that. And I think, you know, Catherine and Debbie, if we just do a little digging, it wouldn't take that much. Even wherever we happen to live, there have to be, you know, landmarks, old churches, shrines, pilgrimages. You just never know. I mean, these things might be right in our own city or county, and we just don't even know about it yet. So I think we can, with a little bit of digging and searching, we can find places like this.
Oh, absolutely. But Catherine, you have a great sense of humor. So you just, you know, tomorrow, I'm already preparing for tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's show is My Family Embarrasses Me. Okay, that's the name of the show. Okay, so I have to tell both of you and the whole Take Two family this funny story, and I'm just giggling like crazy inside, and I'm trying to hold it together, because when you said you were so excited to see St. Patrick's Cathedral, right, in New York. Well, I remember many years ago, I was visiting New Jersey. All my family still lived in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and we all decided to go down into the city to go to St. Patrick's Cathedral because we really wanted to spend some time at the cathedral. And we all went down to the city, and you know how the buildings are so tall, so close together, you can't even figure out which building you're going into. And we go into this one church, and we're like, we're here, we're in St. Patrick's Cathedral. And we're walking around, and my sister blurts out really loud, "This isn't a Catholic church." And we were in we were in some other church, Catherine, and we were in there for like 20 minutes. My mother's lighting candles. She's doing stuff. And my mother goes, "This didn't feel like St. Patrick's Cathedral." It was hilarious. So anytime somebody says, "We're so excited to see St. Patrick's Cathedral," I think of this. And I just gave the story I was going to use for tomorrow's show. But it's hilarious. But, you know, we'll always remember. And by the way, we eventually got to the real St. Patrick's Cathedral, and it was amazing. But, you know, when you have stories like that where you are going with family, like you said, you know, your son's trip and, you know, your trip to St. Catherine Drexel's tomb, you're always going to remember these things. Always. They're going to stay with you, and they're going to be part of your spiritual walk and your journey. And it's so wonderful. And yeah, you may have some fun times, laughing times, and thinking of different things when you went to go see these sacred sites, but it's just so beautiful of an experience. That's why I wish when people make their summer plans, they do bring in their faith. So anyway, that's a long way back to the main subject, Catherine. What do you think?
Well, I think I'm also ready to go check out Catholic Family Land. That sounds extraordinary.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. Yeah. And have some fun. Yeah. With fellow Catholics. Yeah. Absolutely. Catherine, you are awesome. Thank you so much for finishing this beautiful episode on summer plans for Take Two. We appreciate it. And thank you again.
God bless you guys. Thank you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Okay, am I the only one that laughed at that story? I mean, it's hilarious. Can you picture all of us, very devout Catholics, in this church? We're walking around going, "This doesn't look like St. Patrick's Cathedral."
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, there is a way to do that, Debbie. There's what's called a sanctuary lamp,
exactly.
A candle burning for the Blessed Sacrament.
Well, you know, these churches are huge, so you usually just end up in the back. We were in the back area.
Sure.
It was in I think it was the big Episcopal church that's right next to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Anyway, it's close enough. I mean, it was close enough, but we weren't at the St. Patrick's Cathedral. We needed to be in a Catholic church. That's what we wanted to go to. So anyway, but my point is, when we go with family and we go and explore and we learn about our faith, and we will always, that's why pilgrimages work, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just you've jogged my memory here. A bunch of us went for a Sunday Mass over to Boys Town here in Omaha, mm-hmm. and that was founded by Father Edward Flanagan, mm-hmm. Irish-born priest, came over to Omaha, and it was such. It's still in operation. Decades, almost a century after he founded it, for young boys, and we got to pray at his tomb, and I had a bunch of religious articles that I touched to his tomb, so they're hopefully his cause for beatification is moving forward. So yeah, these kinds of places are all around us.
Yep, and it's beautiful, spiritual gems. Okay, thank you to the show team. Wonderful, Michael and Rich and Pedro, great job. Love all the chats going. Thanks, you guys. Keep the chats going and follow us over on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Also tomorrow, Jerry, on our Friday topic before we head into the weekend, are you embarrassed by your family?
Mm.
Ooh.
That's we'll see who's going to fess up about that. Might be you and me talking a lot tomorrow.
Exactly. No. Exactly. And we want to thank the affiliates. Thanks, you guys, for doing the hard work and bringing these programs to your listeners. God bless all of you. We'll see you tomorrow.